Thanks, Dr. Bowen.
I'm Seattle Sutton, founder of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. Now I'm in my 80s. As a senior myself, I know how important it is to remain healthy and independent in your own home. As a registered nurse, I serve you what you should eat for the rest of your life. My meals are ideal for those with diabetes, heart conditions, kidney disease, or a desire for convenient, freshly prepared meals. The meals are not frozen or dried and include fresh fruits and vegetables. There are no contracts to sign, no gimmicks, no counseling to attend, and delivery is available nationwide right to your door. Even half-week orders are now available. Call us today. After all, it's your life, your health. Take control. 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Or go to SeattleSutton.com.
I've been a spokesman for R&R Sanitation for a long time. They're a great St. Louis company, and we've had a lot of fun throughout the years. But you know what? Sanitation is a serious business, and there are developing countries all around the world that lack proper and safe and clean sanitation. R&R Sanitation is teaming up with World Portable Sanitation Day on August 15th, 2016, to bring awareness that portable restrooms provide solutions to some of the world's greatest sanitation challenges. In fact, portable restrooms all around the world save 125 million gallons of fresh water daily that can be used for growing crops and other things. R&R Sanitation is part of the solution, not only here in St. Louis, but around the world. That's why they're a St. Louis company, and that's why I am so very proud to be their spokesman. So if you need a porta potty, you need R&R Sanitation. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. How would you like fresh chicken breasts or a veggie salad as part of your vending options at your business? Well, it's possible thanks to Dynamic Vending. It's a brand new concept here in St. Louis. They've been around 25 years and have revolutionized the vending machine business. Dynamic Vending, with their state-of-the-art kitchen, will deliver fresh food to your vending machine every single day. Don't believe me? Call them and find out for yourself. DynamicVending.com. It's too good to be true. DynamicVending.com.
It's the end of summer BOGO sale, baby. Buy one, get one from Amazing Siding and Windows. Buy one Infinity from Marvin fiberglass window, receive a second free. Buy one Infinity from Marvin door, receive a second one free. Need siding? Pay for two sides, and we'll throw in the other two sides for free. You must schedule with Amazing before school starts back. Call 636-230-5800. On the web, AmazingSEL.com. Previous purchase excluded, restrictions apply. Free product is of equal or lesser value, labor excluded.
Call Amazing Siding, and you'll never paint again.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
pipe and hot gravy.
Yeah, pipe and hot gravy, yeah.
Yeah, that voice sounds like a
Papanot gravy.
Tony Clifton.
Yeah, a little bit.
And for those of you who don't know who Tony Clifton is, I guess you just
that's not in our club, are you? Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 8th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by the Good Feet Stores, and a very special joke today. A joke that I have not told for 3 or 4 years. Man, I wish I remember. What was the guy's name that went to Rick? Was it Rick? He graduated? Was it when I did the Mulberry Grove commencement thing?
Years ago.
It's the joke I told.
Hey!
It caused me to never be asked back again. And everybody loved it except one old lady. And there's always that one person on the school board.
Wasn't that something where you got kicked out of an entire town, too?
Oh, St. Paul, Missouri. That's a similar story, right?
A
similar story. And again, it was because of that one stuff shirt that always ruins it for everybody else. But I will tell you the joke that I told the graduating class that year, many, many years ago. They thought it was hilarious.
This was high school, correct?
Yes, high school graduation. And there's nothing really bad about it. It's just that, you know,
that woman didn't
like it. Let's introduce the players at the control board. It's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas, who's a member of the SIPC and NYSE.
That's right.
If you would like to find out how much money it is going to take for you to retire comfortably, it would be a good idea to sit down for a no-cost or obligation meeting with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security, keeps us safe. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, Dan.
And hang on 1 second. Did I tell the what joke?
Cheese.
There is no cheese joke. You're thinking the sausage joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's no cheese joke.
There's a grilled cheese joke.
Yes. Oh, a good one. Yeah. There is. There are two good grilled. Maybe that's what he's thinking of.
Yeah. Oh.
Please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah, that's the one where the punchline is. Have you ever tried to pull apart a grilled cheese sandwich?
That's one we cannot tell. That's on that list of jokes that will never be allowed by the FCC to be told. But there are two good cheese sandwich jokes. And I think we just...
You did? Yeah, you just told
one. The other day, you wash your hands to get me... There's another one.
Yeah.
And maybe tomorrow we'll tell the other one. But today, it's the joke that caused me to be banned from any future high school commencement speeches at Mulberry Grove. And that joke will be brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. But the segment prior to that, which is this one, is brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. There are two in the St. Louis area. There's one over... right not far from where my mother-in-law lives, on Olive, west of 270, catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays, and one in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. Let me tell you how this works. You don't need an appointment. You just need to be in pain. And if it's foot pain, well, then, wow, there's a very, very good chance that the good feet inserts may help you, a really good chance, especially if it's plantar fasciitis. That's the number one reason people go into good feet is plantar fasciitis. Let's say it's something else, another kind of foot pain, or maybe it's not even in your feet. Maybe it's knee pain, leg pain, calf pain, hip, neck, headache. That's right, you heard me. Your foot is as far away from your head as any body part, yet it could still be causing the headaches. Something that's not right in the way you're walking and standing, and a simple correction with an arch support from good feet could be the answer. Could be. See, I don't make guarantees, but for thousands of people, the relief that they were seeking, they found it at the Good Feet store. I gave you the two locations. The rest is up to you. You do not need an appointment. You can also go to goodfeetstlouis.com.
Hello.
From from downtown St. Louis. It's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM cab company, don't you dare ever let us hear that if you're AM and the PM, you were in a cab that wasn't a Laclede cab. The app is STL Taxi. It's free and it's easy to use. It's a great way to get a Laclede cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you, Bill?
Well, honestly, I'm kind of ticked off right now. I'm a little ticked off. Now, I don't get offended by very much, but today I've been reading online, and that's always a bad thing. But people are talking about this kid who died over the weekend at the Schlitterbahn Water Park in Kansas City, Kansas, riding the world's tallest water slide. I did this last year. I don't know if you remember or not. And I just posted a video of it on my Bill on the Road Facebook page, not really to generate publicity necessarily, but so people can kind of get an idea of what it's like to be on this thing. And I wrote it. My dad wrote it, and I think he would agree as well. Felt completely safe. I don't know what the situation was, but what's driving me crazy is on all of these news stories and on Twitter and Facebook and all these people jumping to conclusions about what happened and spreading these rumors. One guy wrote that, of course, you know, he knows somebody with the family or knows somebody that did
this.
This is graphic and gross, but this is the kid had been decapitated, and you could see blood on the water slide from as far away as the highway. Now, that is absolutely
disgusting. Ridiculous.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And people are spreading it around like wildfire, and like it's true. Nobody knows what happened.
No.
And anyway, crap, I said anyway. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
The other thing that gets me is that it's one accident out of thousands, and you watch. The regulators are going to be looking into maybe there should be more restrictions.
No, you're
absolutely
kidding
me?
Correct.
There was
a news story I just read right before I came on the air with you guys about how they're trying to blame the governor of Kansas because they didn't regulate this or that. It's like, for God's sake.
Let me tell you something.
And I feel horrible.
Sometimes there are people who do not follow the rules. Look, there have been people that get on these roller coasters and deliberately get themselves out of the bar or the harness or something so they can enjoy the sensation more. Well, you know what? If you do that, you're going to get thrown out. And I don't know what happened here, but I'm with you. When thousands and thousands and thousands of people do something and nobody's ever hurt, and then one time something happens, it's probably something they did wrong.
And I'll tell you something else that you won't hear on the news. People are talking about, well, this was billed as a family-friendly ride, and there were no warnings. Before you get on this thing, they go over. There's a spiel that they read, and I'm sure some lawyer wrote it up. And one of the things that they will say in there is possibility of death. Okay, people kind of chuckle, you know, when there's a, but they say that, you know, and we all take risks when we do these things. I thought it was a lot of fun. I'd do it again tomorrow. Okay.
You know what? I didn't realize how high this water slide is. Pian, do you know how high this thing is? 17 stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's up there.
65 miles an hour down the.
Yeah, that's moving.
And one more thing, it is a water slide, but you're in a raft, okay? It's not like you get the wedgie of a lifetime going down this thing.
Okay.
You're in a raft, there are three people in the raft, and the weight limits are, I believe it's between 400 and 550 pounds. I guess that's...
And you're not in one of those enclosed tunnels, it's open, right?
Essentially, it is open. There's a netting above the raft.
Okay, but you're not enclosed.
Not really. If you watch the video on my website, you'll see it. And there is a netting just in case something were to happen. So I honestly think the kid may have died of aneurysm or something, like freaked out with the speed or something. I don't know. You shouldn't have been on it to begin with. You're 10.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to derail.
You feel better. You feel better now, don't you?
Yeah. No, I feel horrible.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. You've been watching the Olympics. You know, it's all hands on deck at NBC the next 2 weeks. You got Meredith Vieira, Matt Lauer. They're anchoring the Olympic coverage. Tom Brokaw, he's doing stories. Bob Costas is interviewing players. Ann Curry's making sure the newsroom copy machine is full of paper. Somebody's got a job to do.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of Brian Williams. He's now in charge of copy paper.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he got demoted, or she got demoted. Well, it's an interesting transition, you know, for Meredith Vieira coming from hosting that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire lately. In fact, she keeps asking gold medal winners if they want to phone a friend.
Yeah. I like her. I've always thought she was hot. I like her.
And finally, Zach.
And they say she has a really filthy mouth.
Yeah. I like Mary Carrillo. Is that her name? I like her. I think she's fun.
Oh, my goodness. I can't stand her.
Oh, I like her. I wish they would use her more often.
Oh, this is where we disagree.
Mary Carrillo, what was that? If it comes down to Matt Lauer or Mary Carrillo, you're going to take Matt.
I'll take Matt.
Something bleeped.
I'm not surprised because you look kind of like Matt Lauer.
Yeah, he does.
No, that's not true.
No,
it is true.
It is true.
He's a nice-looking man, and I'm not a man.
No, you're too hard on yourself. You do look a little like Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
If Matt Lauer's nose were 8 inches longer.
Yeah.
I knew that was coming.
No, but you actually do. You do resemble him.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you very much. Yeah. Well, a barbershop in Colorado is refusing now to serve anybody who smells like marijuana.
Mm.
Today they went out of business.
I knew it.
The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis on Bill Cleveland on 6550 KPR.
Thank you, Bill.
I took up the whole playhouse.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. We didn't have anything anyway. No big deal. All right, folks, real quickly, if you go to KTRS.com, there's information on there about this radiothon that's coming up. The reason I mention it is last year, I believe about $41,000 was raised. Did you know that $29,000 of that came from this show?
Oh.
I want to do that again. I want to embarrass everybody else. I want this audience to put everybody else to shame. And to do it, I only need 100 of you to donate $300. If you go to KTRS.com, there's a place where if you're AM and the PM, you can click to donate $300. And now here's Peon to tell you what you automatically will get for the $300.
Well, thank you very much, Frank.
You're welcome.
As you know, any listener that donates $300 or more
in the name of the AM and the PM package will
receive 4 tickets to both a St. Louis Cardinals game and a St. Louis Blues pregame.
That's not one or the other.
Preseason game.
That's both.
Yes, both. And additionally, you'll be entered into a drawing to win a fabulous dinner for two.
I'll take it from here.
Frank O'Pinion and his wife.
I'll take it from here at Annie Gunn's. For your $300 donation, you'll be put in a drawing. Now, look, we'll be thrilled to death with 100 people. And you've got a 1 in 100 chance, which is a lot better than the lottery or a lot of other drawings, and that'll give us $30,000. We'll just top what we did last year. That's what I'm hoping for St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. So please consider it if you have. And the reason we it worked so well last year is a lot of these dinners that we do at Annie Gunn's, where you go with me and my wife, you and a guest. You know, if somebody has $3,000, $4,000, great. But not everybody has that. But if you have $300, you got a shot.
And knowing what's included in those dinners, I would say $300 is probably about half of what the bill would be for four people.
Trust me. You're going to get much more than $300 worth of dinner. Because Tom Sainert, who owns the place, makes sure the finest wine is served and the finest food is served. And we've never had an evening not be a wonderful evening. My wife and I have been very lucky to have you folks who listen just be a great bunch of people. So give it some thought. Check it out. We'd love to meet you and have dinner with you. It's all at KTRS.com. Real quickly, I don't have a lot of time here. There was a segment on either CBS Sunday Morning or 60 Minutes. I don't remember which. On Hugh Grant.
Sunday Morning.
You talk about a guy I don't get.
Yes.
I don't get that guy at all.
No.
What in the world do women like about Hugh Grant? He's effeminate. He's not a great actor. Everything he does is that, you know, that chick flick for 4 Weddings and a Funeral type thing. And while I'm at it, here's another guy I don't get, is Stephen Colbert. I don't get him.
Oh, no, I don't understand him at all.
Get him.
Hugh Grant, I see what women see in him. If he's effeminate a little bit, they like that in him, and he's English. He has that accent. Well, I think they like that accent.
You know, his type, they're the reason that we got into this whole metrosexual thing, mm-hmm. where guys aren't really masculine guys. Let's knock that crap off. Let the gay guys be gay. Let the rest of us be who we are. And Hugh Grant, go away. ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, now, that's nice.
The backstory, many, many, many years ago, I was asked to make the commencement speech in Mulberry Grove, Illinois High School. It's a pretty good little hall, good drive, happy to do it. Not knowing that, I don't know if this woman was a school board member, I probably, but she did not care for me. And it was a terrific night except for her. So to all of you who graduated that night, and remember this joke, I dedicate it to you, to Rick, I think, or was the name of the guy that called, to you. I'm dedicating it to everybody but that old bag who was on stage that night and would not crack a smile. And here's that same joke that I told that night. Now, keep in mind, the audience was high school seniors. No, I think senior in high school, you're old enough to appreciate a good joke like this. Now, this takes place before we had emailing and texting and just take a picture and shoot it to somebody. It was back in the Vietnam War time where if you wanted to send somebody a picture, you had to put it in an envelope and send it to them. And this is a young man who's serving, and he's got a girlfriend, and, of course, a mom, a proud mom back home. And they're getting ready to head out one morning to do what soldiers do, and it's a last chance to send some mail, and he realizes he only has one photo of himself, and it was taken by one of his army buddies as he was coming out of the shower, and it's a picture of him nude, full frontal nudity, and he wants to send a picture to his mom, a picture to his girlfriend, so he cuts the picture in half, right at the waist, right above the private area. And he thinks, well, I'll send the top half to my mother and the bottom half to my girlfriend. But he gets the envelopes mixed up. So his mom receives the picture from the waist down of him nude, and his girlfriend gets the picture from the waist up. Well, couple weeks later, mail call, and here's some mail for him, a letter from his mom and a letter from his girlfriend. He opens his girlfriend's letter up, and she says, oh, wow, you look fantastic. Thank you so much for, you're developing quite the six-pack abs. I can see that in your chest. I can't wait till you get home and we can spend some time together, you manly man, you. Now, he's reluctant to open his mother's, because he knows, he realizes what he's done once he reads the girlfriend. If she saw his chest, oh my goodness, the waist down picture went to his mom. So he finally opens the letter from his mom. His mom says, well, son, we got your letter and we got your picture, and I don't know what prompted you to go with the real curly hairdo, but I don't like it. It makes your nose look too big.
All right, let's get a look at traffic now with Tim Weiland.
Okay, you've got this accident. It's on northbound Route K at Highway 70. Westbound 70, the right lane backs up at T.R. Hughes, and northbound K jams back to Mexico. Also, northbound K is being diverted onto eastbound 70 and also diverted at Veterans Memorial due to the crash. We also have this major accident downtown. Now, here's the good news. They have cleared the tractor trailer in that and got it out of the way, but there is a fuel spill, and they're down there trying to clean that up on northbound 55, and that's just before the Poplar Street Bridge. Highway 55 is closed. They're diverting traffic to Park, and they're also it's jamming things up on eastbound Highway 44 from just a little bit east of Kings Highway up to the 55 split. Now, if you're traveling southbound 270, you've got slow to stop and go between Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Slow pockets from that point through Highway 44. Southbound 170 is slowing Delmar down through 170. You've got westbound 70, 270 out through 5th Street, eastbound 270 heavy. As you approach McDonald, that goes through Highway 170. A little slowdown again from the Hall Ferries through 367. This traffic report brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today, they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
And thank you, Tim. Let me share with people what just happened here. You might have noticed earlier I said there'll be a separate joke sponsoring, a separate sponsor for the joke, Ballast Dental Care. But then you may notice I didn't do the sponsor for the joke. That was deliberate. I decided I'm not going to do it. I want to see if anybody notices. Hmm. And I'm here to tell you, Dan Strauss picked up on it.
Oh, way to go, Dan. That was a test.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that was on purpose. I didn't forget it. I don't forget things.
Yeah.
Dan, way to go. See me after the show. There'll be a little extra bonus I'll be talking to you about for Christmas this year.
Great.
Way to go. So here's the sponsor I deliberately didn't do to see if anybody would notice. And Peon, I'd like to see you too.
Yes.
You didn't catch it.
I know. I didn't catch it.
You did not catch it. Ballast Dental Care is where I've gone to the dentist for 43 years. 43 years and made 4 months. I don't intend on going anywhere else. I could have, over the years, gone all kinds of places. I've had dental clinics ask about advertising here, even saying we'll pay a higher rate. And I said, no, thank you. I don't work that way. I don't operate that way. And I can't imagine going anywhere else anyway. I'm going to tell you something. If you go there, you'll wish. The only regret you'll have is that you didn't do it sooner. Even those of you who are petrified or embarrassed because you haven't been to a dentist in 10 years, forget it. Just wipe that out of your head because that's not going to be an issue. You have nothing to be embarrassed about. You made a mistake. Now you're going to get things fixed. And as far as why people decide to start going to Ballast Dental Care, well, you don't like your dentist. Your dentist is painful. Your dentist has bad breath. Your dentist is old, retiring, dead, moved away, whatever. You go to Ballast Dental Care, make one appointment, and in about 5 minutes, you'll feel like you've been a patient there for years and years and years. That's the way they make you feel, and they know what they're doing. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show.
It's Jim Hewer, sports director at the Big 550 KTRS.
And I'm Brendan Weesey. Join us weeknights for the Big Sports Show.
And I think everybody learned out at the soccer park on Saturday night, this soccer team for St. Louis FC has a lot of fight in it. They came out, took it to the switchbacks, took a 2-0 lead at the half, won 2-1.
They needed that. They really needed that.
Absolutely they did. 6:30 tonight
on the Big 550 KTRS.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-0299. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-0299. That's 1-800-700-0299. 1-800-700-0299.
Your basement's always wet and damp. Your foundation is cracked too. Call Woods Basement Systems. We'll fix that basement for you.
If you have a wet basement, foundation, or crawl space problem, you are not alone. Woods Basement Systems has repaired problems like these for 30 years. We raise sunken patios. We straighten bowing basement walls. We seal inefficient dirt crawl spaces and stop leaking basements. We remodel and finished basements too. Call 866-581-1081 for your free estimate today. That's 866-581-1081 or online at woodsbasementsystems.com.
Come rain or come shine, call Woods Basement. basement systems. We are Woods. We fix basements for your peace of mind.
Find us online at woodsbasementsystems.com.
If diets and diet products keep failing to flatten your belly, it may not be a diet product you need. You may need Somabiotics, the shockingly effective breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of waste from your body. Right now, you can find out for free how much flatter Somabiotics will make your belly, because they're currently giving away free trials to the public. For yours, call 1-800-600-5815. Strict limit of one per household. Somabiotics is not a diet product. It's scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to cleanse your system, flatten bloated bellies, and combat periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. If diets keep failing to flatten your belly, it may not be a diet you need. It may be Somabiotics. Call now for your free trial and see how much flatter it makes your belly. 1-800-600-5815. Hurry. Call now for details while they're still giving trials away for free. 1-800-600-5815. That's 1-800-600-5815.
Oh, yeah!
2016 is the 50th anniversary of the historic Beatles concert at Busch Stadium 2 in 1966. Celebrate the history on Tuesday, August 23rd. Beatles Tribute Night at the ballpark. With the purchase of this special theme ticket, fans receive an exclusive Beatles at Busch Stadium concert t-shirt. Come early and enjoy a pregame concert by Liverpool legends, the Beatles cover band. Beatles Tribute Night tickets are on sale now at cardinals.com/theme.
Here we are with Cards fans in the stands. DeMarco is at the dish, staring at a meatball right down the middle of the plate. Now his wife is giving him a sign. Oh boy, looks like they're about to be on the kiss cam. It's a good thing he had a close shave, because she's calling for a squeeze play.
The Cardinals host the Oakland A's at Busch Stadium August 26th through 28th. Get your tickets at cardinals.com. The St. Louis Cardinals. Tradition meets today.
Since 1950, the premier Lennox heating and cooling dealer in the St. Louis area has been Galmish & Sons. In their third generation, the Galmish tradition of providing prompt, reliable, and courteous service continues, performed by union craftsmen. They offer 24-hour-a-day emergency service, and they service all makes and models. You can get a complete Lennox system installed for only $28.95. You heard right, just $28.95 for a complete Lennox system installed. Family-owned Galmish & Sons do residential work as well as commercial work, along with humidifier replacement and repair. They're McGraw-Millhaven tested, so give them a call today for a no-obligation estimate for your home or business at 314-993-1110. That's 314-993-1110. Or see their website at galmishandsons.com. That's Galmish, spelled G-A-L-M-I-C-H-E, and sons.com. Family-owned since 1950.
No company sells and installs more windows than Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for the number one replacement window company here in St. Louis. I've been a spokesman of theirs for at least 12 years, and they have grown exponentially because they have a very simple formula. Great customer service and great windows. In fact, the windows come with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Window World Windows comes with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. For the last 6 years in a row, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. Why is that? Because they stand behind their product. Window World. If you're looking for windows, there really is no other company. I would put my reputation behind it. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800, or windowworld.com. For the best windows at the best price, best customer service, windowworld.com.
Most times, two is better than one. And that's never more true than at Shawnee Bluff Winery and Shawnee Bluff Vineyards near Lake of the Ozarks. Shawnee Bluff offers two beautiful venues and two astounding views. The winery is a perfect spot to enjoy every day with a relaxing menu and an amazing view. And at the vineyards, you can sample award-winning wines and take in concerts from acts like the Charlie Daniels Band and the Oak Ridge Boys. Shawnee Bluff. Plan your visit today at ShawneeBluffWinery.com.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ArcaMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
The following is a message from the Bud Light Party.
Making a contribution to the Bud Light Party is the best decision you're going to make this year. Why? Because for every contribution, we'll give you a Bud Light. This summer, we'll be at bars and venues across the country, taking contributions and giving back with fun and Bud Light. Join the Bud Light Party on the campaign trail this summer. It's a party we can all agree on. This message approved by the Bud Light Party. Raise one to right now. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Did you know you could be taxed on as much as 85% of your Social Security benefits? Find out how you could avoid this Social Security tax trap on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
Oh, look at that time. How did it get so late? Let's blame it on Bill Clever. We're talking about that Kansas City thing. Let's jump right in and get what we can as fast as we can. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. Terrific restaurant, terrific market. Gift cards, always a good idea. They're both on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. And here, Mike Evans is... Or here is, or whatever. Mike Evans, there you go.
Hi, Dan.
How you doing?
Good. Pop quiz question today. Name the name of the most valuable syndicated, the most watched syndicated show on television. Just released the other day. Judge Judy, Weekend Adventure, Family Feud, Wheel of Fortune. Answer in just a minute. First things first, Olympic notes. Did you watch any of the Olympics?
Very little, a little swimming.
Yeah. With ratings as great, good, bogus, or bunk, I thought the Rio opening ceremonies were bogus. 25% drop in TV ratings. It looked like they ran out of money, which they actually did. And they also were supposed to be very non-political. They got very political. I didn't care much at all. It was... not as good as London, not as good as China.
Yeah, but for all the talk about how disastrous it was going to be, things have gone pretty well.
It's day two of day three of 16.
Okay.
We'll see. I hope it keeps going smoothly.
Okay.
Getting the cold shoulder from the real sports media and reporters covering the Olympics, Ryan Seacrest. I don't even know why he's there.
I don't either.
He's walking around like Lord God King Bufu or something. Yeah. What's that all about? Lots of tourists, fans, and even some athletes getting tattoos down in Rio of the Zika mosquito.
Oh, my goodness.
That's, like, really popular. As popular as the five circles. I wonder if a Zika mosquito saw it if it tried to mate and come and bite it.
Don't put one on your face. Everybody will come up and slap you.
Mm-hmm. That would be kind of funny, actually.
Yeah.
Ego, party of one. You know Serena and Venus lost in their doubles match. But yeah. Serena Williams, very unhappy when she was told that she'd have to take a bus to the opening ceremonies from the village. She believed there would be a private limo for her.
Well, I don't blame her.
You know? This is Olympics. Everybody's the same. Everybody's the same on this. The funniest rumor floating around, and it's just a rumor. Did you hear Michael Phelps lit a doobie off the Olympic torch, dude?
No.
That would have been funny, though. Did you see that French gymnast that broke his leg?
No. Oh, no. I heard about that, though.
Yeah, I saw the clip of it. It's pretty grotesque.
Let me tell you something. I'm not a doctor. But if you're... your big toe is touching your knee.
That's bad.
Not good.
That is not
they
good.
They said that like 4 years ago, he did the same thing to his other leg.
Oh, my goodness.
Same spot.
Oh, right at the middle of the calf. He just broke it right in half.
Oh.
Two New York Post headlines. First, following Hillary's first press conference in 8 months, New York Post headline screamed, "Now she's lying about lying." That's a pretty good headline.
No comment.
It's funny.
It is.
And the best headline of the week on the front page of the New York Post announcing the arrest of 46 top-ranking gangsters. On one side of the front page is a list, Tony the Cripple, Harper, the Tugboat, Big Vinny, the Rooster, Mustache Pat, Nikki the Wig. On the other side of those names, the big headline read, Name That Goon.
Oh, that's good.
Turned to page 3 and he had pictures of all of them. He tried to figure out which one went to which name.
That's good.
It was funny. Day in history, August 8, 1974, Richard Nixon announces he will resign because of Watergate scandal. Only president to ever be forced out of office. Born this day, could be a relative, I don't know, Dave Evans. Do you know who that is?
No.
The Edge. Do you know who that is?
No.
Oh, yeah.
U2.
Guitar player.
Oh.
Great guitar player for U2.
Yeah.
The pride of U2. And finally.
Well, it could be related because you were pretty good in your day, musician, band member.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Johnny and Joe. Come on.
Yeah. Name the name of the most watched syndicated show, Judge Judy, Weekend Adventure, Family Feud, or Wheel of Fortune.
Whoa. I'll go Wheel of Fortune.
I'm going to say, I don't think it's Judge Judy anymore. I'll say Family Feud.
I think it either has to be Judge Judy or Wheel of Fortune. I will go Judge Judy.
Number 4 is Wheel of Fortune.
Ooh.
Number 3 is Judge Judy.
Oh.
Number 2 is some show I've never heard of, Weekend Adventure.
Never heard of it.
Number 1 by far with a 3.2, Family Feud.
Whoa.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not giving out of a sip.
Who got it?
Peon.
I did.
Way to go, Peon. You still have to see me after the show because you didn't catch that thing I
correct
deliberately. Saw Arash Amini on television last night. He's a nice-looking guy. Have you ever seen him on TV, Amini?
No.
You've never seen the TV come on?
I don't think so.
Well, there you go, Arash. If you're listening, your TV money is being wasted. Nobody's seeing it. Mm-hmm. Dump more money in here, radio. He runs a very interesting store, this Amini's, and I think his dad started it. There's one in Kansas City. There's one here. I took a picture of the rug that's hanging up in there just to show people. You know what? We could put it on our Facebook page. I'll shoot it to Peon, and tomorrow we'll put the rug that's in Amini's. The price tag is on it. $700,000. Yeah, it's just something to see. It really is. And it's there for display, yet it is for sale for $700,000 if you got that kind of money. But that's not, look, you could go there, it's fine with me if you want to go there just to see the rug, that's great. But I'm going to bet you can't just go see that rug and turn around and leave, because once you get into Amini's, you're going to realize this is one spectacular store that's like no other store you've ever been in. And when you do go, take your kids with you. If you pick them up from school, take them. After school starts, take them. Not only are they not going to be bored, when are you going to leave? They're going to love it. You're going to have to drag them out of there. Any place that's got pinball machines and arcade games and shuffleboard and jukeboxes and pool table, they got all that stuff. Mom, for you, especially mom, because I think women make the lighting decisions. Wait till you see the Jaffe lighting collection upstairs and the furniture. You're not going to buy furniture at Amini's until you're ready to buy the best of the best. You're not going to buy patio furniture until you're sick and tired of replacing cheap, crap patio furniture. Because the one thing they don't sell is junk at Amini's. Check their website for what's on sale, see what's shaking, what's hot. And anytime, just stop in and just look around and tell them your AM and the PM. We'd appreciate it. They're in Chesterfield Valley under the Copper Dome, Aminis, Amini's.com.
Time for a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
And it has been a rough afternoon, Dan, but some good news. They've just reopened all lanes on northbound Highway 55 before the Poplar Street Bridge. So that's the good news. The bad news is 55's jammed up from 44 to the Poplar, but eastbound Highway 44, you're still slow from Kings Highway, and that goes up through Highway 55. Now, if you thinned out pretty well up in North County, still have some slow traffic on westbound 70 from Earth City Expressway through 5th Street. We had that accident, and it looks like they've cleared the accident on Highway K at Highway 70. Eastbound 40 with baseball traffic coming in, 141 through Mason. You're slow again from Clayton Warson to Big Bend. And southbound 270 still has a slow pocket or two from Olive down through the Clayton Road overpass. And this traffic report brought to you by Unbound. You can be the difference between a child continuing their dream of education or leaving it behind. Help make the future brighter for one child at a time. Unbound.org. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Do you prefer the same accounting and finance professionals for long-term or recurring projects? AccountTemps Salary Professional Service may be the solution. Visit AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
Elton John and Tim Rice's Aida closes the Muni's Unforgettable 2016 season, August 8th through the 14th, presented by Edward Jones. Tickets available now at Muni.org or at the Muni box office.
Get a chance to do what I did earlier today, walk up to police officers, say, hey, thank you for what you do, and thank you for being with us today. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis. You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Tonight, Wildwood residents taking on City Hall to stop a plan they say will put a highway right through their backyard.
Murder outside a St. Louis funeral home. What police say happened just before bullets started flying.
She's smiling in her mugshot, but she's not smiling tonight. Locked up behind bars, what police say she did inside an Illinois Walmart store.
This is the gender of your baby. And you want me to reveal it.
Country music superstar Brad Paisley helping one couple with memories for a lifetime. New at 6, a showdown in Wildwood tonight.
Residents say plans to extend a roadway will put a highway right through their backyards. Fox's Andy Banker is here with weather. Those residents have any hope of stopping it, Andy?
Yeah, well, the city administrator says he expects a close vote on this tonight. Opponents have already turned in more than 400 signatures to kill this plan.